I hope things are going well other than the obvious, and the obvious is kind of like it is here in Tuscaloosa. Alabama won last week, but a lot of Alabama fans are acting as though they did not. Texas A&M, things were rolling along pretty good, and now a couple of hiccups, but how are things going in terms of the town itself in getting ready for this next game?
Well, I think that when you look at where Mississippi State and Mississippi are in the polls, it makes it a lot easier for some on the palate. I mean, this is a league that the best teams are going to be at the top of the polls, and A&M happened to catch them back-to-back. Disappointing start to the ball game last week, being down 21-0 in the first quarter, basically, is really kind of put a damper on how A&M was going to play. But after that, they played better, and I think that's what second half they got some rhythm, and a lot of that was against still the starters from Mississippi. I mean, they, you know, on the road, you're not traveling the full squad. There wasn't a lot that Mississippi was going to put out there as far as defenders against A&M, but I think they seemed to get a little bit of their rhythm back in the second half, and really that is what, in the game against Mississippi and Mississippi State, they just didn't have any offensive rhythm, whether it was drop passes against Mississippi State or turnovers early there against Mississippi. It just wasn't the offense everybody was used to seeing.
How much did that set them back? How much did it rattle A&M, you know, psychologically? I know that's a tough one to answer. You're talking about kids are pretty resilient. You may not know until you see this game on Saturday kickoff at 2:30. But as you deal with them over the course of the week, what's the mindset like among that those players right now?
Well, I think that because the reactions of coaches and most of the positions, the defensive coaches, you know, the three-fourths of the game, they gave up 170 yards on the first two drives, the 99-yard drive and the 69-yard drive that ended up in touchdowns. Bo Wallace had touchdown runs at the end of both of that. But then the rest of the game, they were held to 170 yards. So the defense made some strides as the game went along, didn't let it run away like it did the week before against Mississippi State. Offensively, I think there's going to be some turnover in the offensive line, which is always kind of a factor where you had an offensive line that came in with a lot of hype and expectations. It hadn't played at that level the last 3 weeks. When you throw in Arkansas being able to do some things up front to slow down the offense as well. So the reaction defensively is, hey, we're still getting better. We're going to just kind of flush that first quarter out of the memory banks. The offense, to keep the pressure off of Kenny Hill, because when he's in rhythm and not having pressure on him, is a much better quarterback, and it's been, and you know, and that's what they're trying to get back to. So there may be some turnover in the front for A&M in response to the struggles offensively.
Talking to Scott Clendenin, he is with the Texas A&M Radio Network, handles pregame show coverage on the Aggie Network. Of course, they come to Tuscaloosa this weekend for a 2:30 kick against the Crimson Tide. Kevin Sumlin's did a pretty good job of getting his team to bounce back, but this is one of those deals where I wonder if what happened last week may still be a little bit of a hangover from that previous week's game against Arkansas, where they did win, but had to go to overtime to do it, kind of got out of there. Scott, it reminds me a good bit of a game 2 years ago that Alabama had when they went to Baton Rouge, escaped with a victory against the Tigers, had to come back to Tuscaloosa the next week, took on a guy named Johnny Manziel in Texas A&M, and could get their feet back on the ground after that, couldn't get things corrected. How similar do those compare in your mind, or how much, I should say, really, does what happened in Dallas, did that translate into what happened in College Station?
Well, I think there's a lot to be said about the physical nature of the Alabama-LSU game, the A&M-Arkansas game. I got to see Arkansas up close and personal last week, a much more physical team than they have, you know, last year and the previous year after Petrino was left. And really, you know, that kind of team is trying to enforce their will on you through the running game. A&M kind of, you know, took some early body shots against Mississippi State, and the same thing, you know, against Mississippi. I think that A&M's psyche is all dependent on what kind of start they had. I think that you saw in the game where Johnny Manziel, you know, made the trip down there and orchestrated that upset. A&M was up 20-0 right out of the gates, and then, you know, Alabama had to fight to get back into it. that's what's happened to A&M in the last 2 weeks. They've got down early to Mississippi State, followed that up by getting down three touchdowns again to Mississippi. The start of the game is what is going to tell the tale for the Aggies. And that's where I think that, you know, interesting enough, I heard Hugh Freeze talk about it. Hey, I've had to change what I expected. When we played with tempo, Bo Wallace wasn't as good, so I had to change what I do coaching-wise. I think A&M has to look at it and say, we cannot change what we do coaching-wise. We have to, try to get this offense going, take that football, go down and try to get early points, because both of the last 2 weeks, the opponent has said, we want the football. We're trying to get A&M on the defensive. I don't know how much Nick Saban wants to take the football, put his offense on the field against A&M's defense, and not have the option after halftime. So it'll be interesting to see, right from the coin flip, how these coaches are going to approach this football game.
Scott, A&M sitting here is a two-loss club, 5-2 overall. They have dropped consecutive games and easily could have been a third. But in terms of where they are at this point, while the arrival, the route may be different, is this basically where you thought they probably would be at this juncture when you came into the season?
I thought A&M would struggle with the best teams in the SEC. I thought that was going to be Auburn and Alabama, a home and on the road. I did not think that the Ole Miss and Mississippi State were going to make the push up the rankings that they did this year. I mean, 3 weeks ago, Mississippi wasn't even ranked, and now the number three team in the country. That is as meteoric a rise as I have ever seen a team make in the AP poll, but they've done it on the field. Now A&M is seeing, hey, how are we going to respond when we still have to play the two teams that everybody perceived going into the season, Alabama and Auburn, in our next 3 weeks? We've got to see them twice. This is where I think A&M has got to come up with a little of that road magic. Kevin Sumlin has been very good on the road. 6-2 against ranked teams on the road while he's been at Texas A&M. And for whatever reason, other than the fact that, you played Auburn, LSU, Ole Miss, and Alabama at home, each of those teams were ranked in the top 10 when they played Texas A&M at Kyle Field. He has had a little bit of that magic on the road, but this is going to be a tough environment. I know that everybody in Tuscaloosa has been waiting 2 years to get back at the Aggies when they come to town. And now A&M has got to have a quick start, and they've got to keep some of that pressure off Kenny Hill, because when he's in rhythm, when he doesn't have pressure right in his face, he's been very, very good. He's, 400 yards short of 3,000. He's 300 yards short of 3,000 total offense. He's looking to throw 25 touchdown passes in his first 7 games. Only 4 quarterbacks have ever done that in A&M history, and this guy is still a sophomore that's only making his 7th start. So, he's been very, very good when he's been good, and he's the last 2 weeks he struggled because the team in front of him, his wide receivers 2 weeks ago and his offensive line last week, have just not let him be the same quarterback.
Scott, greatly appreciate the info and the time. Safe travels to all the Aggies, and we will talk soon.
All right, have a great one, and we will talk with you after this ball game.